Appendix C, JAGIC Information Management Plan. The JAGIC is noisy. There are ways to mitigate some of the noise, but techniques that are exclusive to using chat or machine-to-machine communications have the potential to degrade the performance of the JAGIC. Seating Air Force and Army personnel with other agencies and organizations in close proximity can replace dependency on chat rooms by enabling face-to-face communication. When chat rooms are used, commanders need to limit them to ensure warfighters are not inundated with unnecessary communications. A chat room communication matrix makes chat room communications more efficient. Commanders may revise it as necessary to further enhance warfighter communications. Developing a strong chat room matrix, however, does not address all the JAGIC members' information management concerns. Regardless of the battle drill, JAGIC function, or JAGIC operation, special consideration needs to be given to the various routine communication tasks JAGIC crew members use to accomplish missions and the best means for accomplishing each task. For example, when the JAGIC receives a call for fire, how is the call for fire communicated to the other JAGIC crew members? Since it normally includes grid coordinates, simply shouting it out can result in transcription errors by JAGIC crew members. Chat may be preferred. Additionally, when multiple agencies need to be coordinated with, to include external C2 elements, chat rooms may be the only means possible. However, in cases where rapid coordination between crew members is required, face-to-face communication is often the best means. For example, if fires needs to engage a target near aircraft, a simple, "Can you keep the aircraft east of the FG grid line for the next 5 minutes?" can be communicated much quicker verbally than through a chat room. In all these instances, consideration for the exact process is important. Information requirements of each agency and actual verbiage make all the difference for successful fires and airspace integration. ATP 3-91.1/AFTTP 3-2.86, 17 April 2019, by order of the Secretary of the Army, Mark A. Milley, General, United States Army Chief of Staff. Official. Signed, Kathleen S. Miller, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army. By order of the Secretary of the Air Force, Michael D. Rothstein, Major General, United States Air Force, Commander, Curtis E. LeMay Center for Doctrine Development and Education. Distribution. Unless otherwise stated, this publication applies to the active Army, the active Air Force, the Army National Guard / Air National Guard of the United States, and the reserve forces of both services.